This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. You're invited here to join us toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. The bulk of the discussion tonight has been surrounding the new, very disturbing story about Donald Trump and his one of his most recent executive orders signed last night or yesterday afternoon. That has been put into effect immediately, that is restricting people from 7 countries in the world, specifically in the Middle East.
Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Some of those not the Middle East, unless you use George Bush's expanded definition.
Good point. Somalia is not for sure.
And neither is Libya.
Yeah.
But George Bush's expanded definition is all of North Africa, all the way over through Afghanistan. No, Middle East has, you know, when I was growing up, always told it refers to the Arabian Peninsula.
So, thanks for the clarification on that. But anyway, the people from those countries, even people with green cards, are now being restricted. In fact, according to the New York Times, legal residents who have a green card and are currently in the United States should meet with a consular officer before leaving the country, according to a White House official who spoke on the condition of anonymity, telling reporters. Officials also did not clarify the criteria that would qualify someone for a waiver from the executive order, which says only that one can be granted when it is, quote, in the national interest, unquote. Translation, and meaning if you're some big businessman and, you know, you've got connections.
And that's determined on a case-by-case basis.
Right. So, very disturbing. People who, you know, thought that they were a resident of the United States with a green card and they'd gone out to visit family or gone on a business trip trying to come back in are being told, sorry, you can't come here now.
Right. And again, they were not given any kind of notice of, all right, you've got 48 hours to get back into the country. It was, here's the executive order, yep. Goes into effect immediately, and you're screwed.
It's led to a larger conversation about the military, immigration, and so on. We'll go to your calls and thoughts. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. To the phones and the fun, we got Josh. He's in Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind? You're in Lynchburg. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just talking about, I heard you guys talking about the military and how you were referring to, just clarify for me that you said that they were evil because they followed evil orders, right?
I didn't say that they were evil necessarily. There are good people who follow bad orders. There are good people who make mistakes to do the bidding of bad people, people who would have them, you know, commit atrocities, commit murder in their name, and those people are the politicians. Those are the true, you know, bad guys, in my opinion. But if it weren't for people like the military and the police who follow orders, in many cases blindly, then the politicians would just be a bunch of a-holes in Washington.
Yeah. Well, I'm an ex-military guy, to kind of give a little background, and I do have one deployment to Afghanistan. And I just kind of want to hit on, you know, maybe not necessarily that, you know, going there was a right thing to do, but once you get there, I'm not trying to justify any politician or any reason or whatever, but do you know what a chai boy is?
A what?
A chai boy.
Chai boy? Can you spell it?
Yeah. C-H-I? Boy?
Nope, never heard of it.
All right. So what chai boy is basically a little kid who carries around chai, which is tea, essentially. Okay. And he's basically the, I don't know how to word this, you know, carefully, but he's the, it's what men use to get their pleasure, we'll say, in Afghanistan and stuff. And anywhere that Americans are in that country, like, say, Bagram or whatnot, there are no chai boys. Now, I've been to the smaller portions of the country where there are chai boys. And we try to stop that stuff. And the bad portions of that, because that is corruption, that is absolute evil. And so even though our actual going there may not have a good reason, us being there, there is reasons for us to be there in those aspects.
I don't doubt, and I think I touched on this earlier, but I don't doubt that in that situation that you, many military people feel that they're forced into, in those situations, they try to make the best of the situation, try to have whatever kind of a positive effect on people that they can. I know that's true. I know it's true not just in the military, but in the police departments where some officers try to do the right thing, even though ultimately they're being asked to do the wrong thing by their superiors. I get that, and I don't think that you're wrong for doing that. I'm sure that the people that you've helped in those instances have appreciated that. But ultimately, what's happening there is being funded at the threat of violence. So if somebody wants to go on their own volition or raise money from other people to go and save the Chai Boys of Afghanistan, then by all means, they should be free to do that. And you might find that a lot of people would donate to an activity like that. Ultimately, though, the funding model is what is really wrong. Besides the aggression, the funding is also what's wrong with
right,
the U.S. military.
That's not the only thing happening in Afghanistan. There are also hospitals that are being bombed by the U.S. military, even though Doctors Without Borders repeatedly, every couple of days, made sure to give the coordinates to all of the militaries, and somehow the guy flying the bomber plane either did not take off with the don't bomb location book or lost it somehow in flight, and repeatedly for about an hour and a half, a year and a half ago, bombed the Doctors Without Borders hospital.
And one of the
there
problems-
have also been Doctors Without Borders hospitals bombed in Yemen and Syria and Iraq.
Well, one of the problems with this situation is that because taxpayers, whether they support or not these actions, are forced to support them with their money, that means the blood is on all of their hands, on all of our hands, and it's that's one of the problems. Whereas if you were to go over there on some sort of privately funded mercenary crew to go and, you know, save the Chai Boys, and that you had to do things that otherwise, you know, might be violent in order to do that, then at least the people who were funding would have been funding like a private mission like that would be aware of what's going on, and if they wanted to continue to support it, they could, but they couldn't force somebody else to support it. That's really one of my main objections, beyond the aggressions of the U.S. military, is being forced to support the aggressions. If some small group of people or a large group of people want to throw in and hire you to go and do whatever their bidding is all around the world, at least I wouldn't have to be a part of that. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I mean, that's a reasonable standpoint anyway. Well, I would ask, you know, just to counteract that, if you have a neighbor, we'll just say, right, and your neighbor is getting abused or beaten or whatever, do you need to get privateer funding to go over there, or do you have a police officer come over there and stop it?
Well, like I said, I'm against the state, so I support private solutions that would replace the government's situation that we have today. The difference between a neighbor and people halfway across the world is obvious to me. I mean, there's one place where, you know, I have the ability to intervene, and I could care directly about that person.
If I saw my neighbor being assaulted, I would not call the police.
Yeah.
I would go defend them.
Thanks, Josh. Good call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue, we've got Deborah. She's in Union City, Michigan. Deborah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Deborah, you're on the air.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to sound off about your topics and
pick one.
Make a couple comments. Earlier, I guess I thought you guys were being terribly rude, not letting people talk. But the last few calls, you've been very courteous, and I appreciate that turn. But
well, generally, we let people talk. I mean, if you're referring to Dana's call earlier, you know, she kept repeating the same thing over and over again, so I had to, you know, stop her. And so we need to comment. If somebody says something and we have to, you know, a response, we want to have a conversation, not just, you know, let somebody lecture for a half an hour. So go ahead.
I don't know if you guys caught it, but there was just in the last few minutes, a judge granted a stay to temporarily allow detainees with valid visas who are already on American soil to stay. So
I did not see that.
Reports are being released.
All right, Deborah, hang on. We're going to bring you back here. I know you had more to say, so stand by. More with Deborah, your calls and thoughts also welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As protests are apparently erupting around airports in the United States, you can take control of the airwaves here. Live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards, so don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us. us here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Also, don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, Amazon UK, Canada, and US, and then just get your shopping done. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's very simple, and it works great for us. shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we got Deborah in Union City who just brought some interesting news to our attention. We've been digging around here during that break, Deborah, and yeah, there's a story over at TheVerge.com that a federal court for the Eastern District of New York has issued an emergency stay halting the president's executive order banning entry to the United States from seven majority Muslim countries tonight following widespread protests around the country. The court ruled on a habeas corpus petition filed by the ACLU on behalf of Hamid Khalid Darwish and Samir Al-Shawi, who were denied entry to the United States upon landing at JFK in New York City and then detained indefinitely by Customs and Border Patrol. Darwish is one of the ones we talked about earlier on the show tonight. He'd spent a decade working for the United States military in Iraq as an interpreter and engineer and had been granted an entry visa after background checks. And the other gentleman had been granted a visa in order to join his wife and son, who are already permanent residents of the United States. So some initial good news that the order has been stayed. That means that in theory, people should be presumed to be allowed in, but of course it's likely going to be appealed immediately.
Will most likely be appealed, and apparently there's still something. I found there was a lawyer that was live tweeting things that were happening. She's right after tweeting out the stay is granted, she sent out a tweet that said, four factors have been met, irreparable harm established, likelihood of success on the merits, no harm to the government, and likelihood of class certification. Next tweet, all that's left is to set a date for class certification. And then there's a few other tweets.
And what will that mean, though, when it's certified class, meaning that it's not just specifically about those two guys anymore?
Correct.
Okay.
Up above the judge statement, the whole point of this hearing is to preserve the status quo. If this had been 2 days ago, we wouldn't be here. So basically, part of the rules, the uniform rule, you're not supposed to be allowed to discriminate based on class, nationality, race, ethnicity, certain factors.
Mm-hmm.
You can say this individual person has met a specific thing, or we have credible knowledge of something to prohibit this person. But you
just because you're from a country.
Right. You cannot prohibit a class of people.
Deborah, thanks for bringing that to our attention. I know that wasn't necessarily why you were calling, so go ahead with your thoughts.
I think that's probably a good thing, because a lot of the people coming in on the visas, a lot of those people were granted visas because they were assisting our military in those countries, and their lives were put in danger as a result.
Mm.
So we gave them green cards. We had to allow them back in here. And just those people, I believe, though, I support the ban, because all seven of those countries are known to be terrorist supporting. And I think it's a good thing. I think somebody has to put a stop to the threat.
So you think you need to put a stop to freedom. That's what you think, right?
I think we need to put a stop to the threat that is coming into our country.
And in order to do that, lock down the borders, lock down freedoms. Right.
Even though, again, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, since 1975, when these records have been kept, from what I'm able to tell, there have been zero Americans killed on U.S. soil from people from Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, Yemen, and Iran, these seven countries that are being targeted.
What about 9/11? Wasn't that committed by somebody from these countries?
Nope. That was committed by people from Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Lebanon, and Egypt.
Wah.
Whoa. Well.
So what do you propose to do about that? Maybe ban some more countries?
How about San Bernardino?
That was not anyone from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, or Yemen.
That guy worked for the government.
Well, then I think Trump needs to widen that ban.
Huh? Say again?
Trump's not. He's missing his mark. He's missing his mark then.
You think Trump is missing his mark is what you're saying?
Yeah, apparently.
So what would you advocate then? That more countries be added to the list?
Our you know, death to the West. Basically,
I'm sorry. Who said death to the West? I'm sorry. I'm missing some of the words that you're saying.
ISIS.
ISIS. Right. So therefore, anybody who wants to escape from ISIS, from those countries, if ISIS is occupying any space in those countries, people that might want to escape from ISIS, you're saying you can't come here, right? You got to stay there with ISIS.
Well, how can they make sure that they're not ISIS themselves?
That's a great question, Deborah. Maybe if the U.S. government didn't create ISIS in the first place by displacing Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, we wouldn't have this problem. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue here. I can tell you, though, destroying freedom is not the solution, and that's what the proposal is here. That's what they're doing. And, again, this isn't anything new. Barack Obama, George Bush, the other presidents before them have also, you know, destroyed freedom in the United States.
Going all the way back to the very first president Indeed. Under this Constitution, George Washington, who sent troops in to squash a tax revolt just a few years after he led a tax revolt.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Let's go to Stan in Grand Rapids, listening to WTKG. Hello, Stan.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Welcome. Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
This is the first time I've listened to your show, and I've heard you about an hour and a half ago talk about some of the things the government is doing is going to eventually create this and create that in our country, such as like a police state and so forth, and our freedoms will be diminished. I just want to know if you're omnipotent and can predict the future, why are you doing such a simplistic job as talk radio? You keep saying this is going to happen, that's going to happen. You don't say if or maybe this will happen. You are predicting the future. Therefore, you should be in a lot higher position than a talk radio.
Well, thank you for that compliment. I think it was a compliment. But ultimately, it's not hard to figure out what the consequences are when the government destroys freedom. I mean, if there's no freedom to immigrate, then you're going to have a bureaucracy, specifically a policing bureaucracy, to make sure that there's no freedom to immigrate by doing things like putting up checkpoints in various different locations, which they've already done, by the way, in the southern and northern border areas. You're going to have an enforcement bureaucracy. Otherwise, you just have words on paper. You don't think that when people write down words on paper that they magically enforce themselves, right?
No, you're missing my point, sir.
Okay.
My point is that you are predicting the future.
You've made that point. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
It's not hard to predict that governments screw things up because they've done it historically.
No doubt. And bigger government means less freedom. I mean, this is pretty obvious stuff. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can dial in toll free. Join us here on the radio waves with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And the toll free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're going to get right back into your calls here in a moment. Today, Daryl, you and I, we went out with what ended up being a total of 11 people. So you and I included in the 11.
Yeah.
Showing up to somebody's apartment, a new apartment that they were renting here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, and helping this individual move into his new apartment. Some of the people in this group had never met this man before in their life, but they came out to help him move into his apartment. He was blown away by the level of support that he received from total strangers, basically. And why was this happening? What was the reason for it?
Well, he's a new mover to the area.
That's right. He's a new liberty-loving mover to New Hampshire. Now, our listeners, if you're new to the show, you've never heard this before, but if you're a long-time listener to the show, you know that we're libertarians. We're voluntarists. We're people who love liberty. And unfortunately, you know, based on the calls that we get to this show, based on the way people are voting and, you know, the attitude in this country, people who love liberty are in the far, far minority. You want to talk about minorities in America? People who love freedom are in a very small minority. And we've figured out that the best way to have an impact on the world around us is to try to have an impact in one place, for libertarians to migrate to one place. So for those of you that are like, why don't you get out of the United States? Well, you know, we're not quite leaving the United States, but we are coordinating our efforts. Libertarians are moving. Thousands of them are moving and targeting New Hampshire as their destination to create a place that is as free as it can possibly be.
And I just want to, you know, point out the hypocrisy of the people that tell us that we should leave America while simultaneously saying that refugees should not come to America. They should stay where they are and try to change it.
Right.
Make up
Which
your mind. Do you want people to try to change things, or do you want them to leave if they don't like it?
So people like the gentleman who showed up today, his name's Josh. He moved here and put the word out there. He went to, on the Shire Society forums, for instance, at forum.shiresociety.com, announcing that he was going to be moving up here. And we met him before he moved because he came up to kind of check things out.
Yes.
We we had lunch with him, and a group of us came out for that. A much larger group actually showed up at his apartment today to help him move in. We had a big old pod, one of those pods things where you load up the pod and then Pod's company ships it to your moving destination. Big old pod. We had that thing unloaded in 20 minutes flat, and then it took another 20 minutes to get everything up the elevator and get it into his room, basically.
Right, because he was on the third floor, and the stairs were at the end of the halls,
right.
And his apartment was in the middle of the hall, right off of the elevator.
Yeah. So if it weren't for the elevator, we'd have been done in 20, 30 minutes.
It was easier to actually wind up, putting things on the elevator, send it up, unload, put things on the elevator.
Right. And so, it's amazing. I mean, and we've done this before a number of times.
Yes.
When somebody who's a libertarian, a voluntarist, moves to New Hampshire, all they got to do is put the word out that they're coming and when they're going to be there, and a group of people that most of them they've never met before will show up, grab the stuff out of the truck, and put it into their home, and then you have pizza and beers and get to know your new neighbors. It's fun.
He also said that he wasn't expecting more than maybe 4 or 5 people.
Right, and he got 11.
Yeah, and initially he had it scheduled for 9 a.m., and I said, if you had it at 9, you might have only had four or five,
people,
moving it to the afternoon.
Smart move.
But he was like, I thought having it in the middle of the afternoon, that just screws everybody's day up.
This is what we do.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
This is what we do. This is one of the things that makes this movement so special. And there's a great video that outlines 101 reasons why liberty lives in New Hampshire. So if you're sick and tired of being around people that want to control you, if you're sick and tired of being, under the thumb of this humongous government that just never stops getting bigger and more oppressive, look, the fact is the libertarians everywhere are ineffective and they're not winning. But in New Hampshire, they are effective. They are a force to be reckoned with, and the state people are scared of the libertarian movement here. So, you want to learn more, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. If you want to check out the Shire Society, it's one of the migrations of people moving here. There's actually multiple libertarian migrations happening here to New Hampshire. You can go to ShireSociety.com. There's actually a forum there at forum.shiresociety.com. It's been redesigned in the last couple of months. It looks great. If you've been there before, you should come back. There's actually a lot more activity there now than there was previously. And check it out, forum.shiresociety.com. Don't forget to check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire at 101reasonsfilm.com. As we continue, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. Chris is in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Chris? Go ahead.
Well, as y'all noticed around the when they're having the debates, the presidential debates and all of that, how the all the shooting and the terror just kind of took a little break, and then we had the debates, and then what was it, the airport shooting in Florida was just right on the heels of the after Trump was selected and all of that. Did you happen to notice that?
I didn't, but I'll take your word for it. Are you suggesting that there's some sort of orchestration going on of these events?
I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, Obama was he was two-term president, and he went in and Eric Holder was saying, we need to brainwash people to think differently about guns. We need to do something every day to make them think differently about guns. And they had just, and then Obama had 150 some odd mass shootings. And then the previous presidents, I mean, they had their numbers of mass shootings during their administrations are like in the 20s, low 20s. So it's like quintuple the number of mass shootings in our.
There were 150. That sounds a little unbelievable.
There's something. Yeah, I might be off.
How many people have to get shot to qualify as a mass shooting?
Right, and that's the thing.
It's like four. But I mean, come on. I mean, it's you know, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, they've kind of changed the definition over time to where you know people can manipulate things to wind up fitting a narrative. So I don't really know how many there have been. I've been trying to, I've been trying to pull up something to see. But again, if you change the definition over time, then it's going to skew your data.
Well, I'm just talking about the high-profile ones like San Bernardino, Orlando. Then there was at Sandy Hook. There was, these big high-profile mass shootings, multiple deaths, multiple school shootings, all
well,
that.
Of course, the solution is to actually allow people to defend themselves, right? To allow people at the place that they work or in their car or as they're walking around to defend themselves with whatever weapon they feel is appropriate. And unfortunately, go ahead.
I was just saying, you guys don't see any kind of suspicion in the pattern of that happening in the way.
I understand the conspiracy kind of mindset there, and certainly we've heard claims that are even as wild as the claim that the Sandy Hook shooting didn't even happen. So we've heard a lot of stuff here, but ultimately I don't believe that the government is capable of the level of planning and execution because they're governments and they tend to just be terrible at everything that they do, that it would require to have the level of control that it would be needed to do the things that you're talking about. I just don't buy that.
At the same time though, when we're getting ready to go up Afghanistan, we can how many people do they move over there and equipment, everything? There's a term, military precision. That's for a reason. They get things done when they need to get things done.
Yeah, but they throw trillions of dollars at it.
How much money do you need to stage manage?
Just because you throw money at something doesn't mean it's being done efficiently. So, okay, yeah, you can move a bunch of troops to a place, but ultimately, is it done efficiently? Of course not. It's the government. Nothing they do is done efficiently. Thank you for the call, Chris. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I just don't buy it. That all of a sudden the government would be efficient and able to, keep quiet all of these plots that they have that would obviously involve, hundreds if not thousands of participants. It just, sorry. Don't buy that one. 855-450-FREE. Join us. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. Well, if you're already on the lines. If you're not already on the lines, then you're not getting in tonight. But you might get in tomorrow. In fact, odds are good because, you know, our Sunday show and our weekday show, not as well distributed as our Saturday night show. We got more stations on Saturday night. So if you found yourself hitting a busy signal tonight and you still want to get your thoughts out, we're going to be here live Sunday from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, just as we are every night of the week. Seven nights a week, Free Talk Live is here live for you from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So even if we're not live on your local radio station, because some stations do what they call a delay broadcast of the show, you can always just mark your calendar and call in during our live hours and bring up anything that you want. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio. Check out freetalklive.com. We've got archives that go back for a decade. We've got a webcam that's on live during the show. You can go and grab the webcam archives on our YouTube channel. All of this stuff is linked to from freetalklive.com. The front page of the site allows you to create the content. Everything that you see there at the front page of freetalklive.com was put there by listeners like you. If it wasn't for you, our website would be a lot less interesting. So go and get interactive. It's free. While those other talk show hosts in the syndicated radio business want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month, our site is free, and we've got probably as much, if not more, than those other sites will charge you for right out there in the open for you. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com as we go back to your calls and thoughts on this live Saturday edition of the show. Let's talk to Irv in Delaware. Irv, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? I'm a listener, first-time caller. Though.
Welcome.
Tonight, I'm just appalled by what I hear from my fellow Americans. Mm-hmm. I always say, how you can get people to buy into something is spread fear. And that's what our government has been doing from day one. That's all they do is shoot fear. The lady called in and have a clue about what country that Trump was trying not to come in or bound to come in. She didn't have a clue until you schooled her. And how you get the country to buy into what you're doing is fear. Military. They brainwash you to go out and fight for business. Businessmen want to protect their money. So why not protect the money and send innocent men and women to go out there to countries that know it has nothing to do with the United States, but protect their interests Why haven't men and women who are there and fight to die for their money?
Irv, have you read Smedley Butler's War is a Racket? You'd probably love it.
No, I haven't. But Smedley... it's just amazing how people just had to be called in and, oh, keep the muzzle. You know, I would like to say one time for the United States, take your shoes off and go to these countries who are being bombarded, who are being, you know, being destroyed by their own people, and see how would you feel, you know, if you was in their shoes.
But yeah, and hopefully you won't get drone bombed while you're over there.
Exactly. You know, the war has always been a business, money, market racket. They brainwash the military to say you're fighting for the country. You're not fighting for the country. You're fighting to protect their interests, protect overseas. That's what you're fighting for. You're not fighting protecting us. You're protecting that businessman who got money all over the world, and that's what you're fighting for. And so how you spread everything to get people to do for you is just that word called fear. And that's what I've been hearing on the radio.
Oh,
it's nothing but fear. Don't let them come in. Don't let them come in. Nobody is bothering us. Somebody needs to take the United States to the United Nations, like the rumor was that Martin Luther King was going to do, about how they treat their own folk. Let the world know how the United States treat their own folk. Take them to the knife on charges. That was the rumor what Martin Luther King was going to do.
Irv, great call, man. I want to say I really appreciate where you're coming from. I thank you for the call tonight, Irv.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Check out Smedley Butler. He was like a, what, two-time, like, super award-winning general? I forget what awards he won.
He was the most decorated enlisted man.
Marine. He was a Marine.
Something.
I
forget exactly. But, you know, like, he's won pretty much every award there.
He's a huge deal in the Marines. I think they even, like, say their prayers to him or something.
They still say goodnight, Smedley.
Yeah. And this is a guy who wrote War is a Racket. And it's a short, not even a book, really, is from what I understand, more of like a pamphlet or something. But, as I understand it, that caller right there will probably really appreciate his point, because that's what he said, was he was essentially, he realized that, you know, after all the bidding for the military and the politicians that he'd done, that he was ultimately just a, you know, slave for the corporations.
Two-time Medal of Honor winner, that's Marine it. Corps Brevet Medal, Order of the Black Star, and others.
So that guy gets it. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Wilbur. He's in South Carolina listening to WTMA in Charleston. Go ahead, Wilbur.
Yes, sir. I'd like to make a couple comments.
Yes.
Basically, on this right here, you spoke about the military. But I don't know if you know that when you get into the military, you have to take an oath. So basically, you become a servant of the state. And because you become a servant of the state of the United States. If you disobey any type of orders of your country, then you can be tried for treason or you can be shot. Now, what I'm going to say is America has never professed to be a perfect nation or a perfect society. But one thing about it is you're allowed to give your opinion in this particular country, because people have basically died for you. I believe if the Japanese would have won or the Nazis would have won,
you'd be speaking Japanese.
Do you say, hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you think that you would be able to be on the talk radio and say the things that you're saying now?
Well, first of all, let's point out that Hitler would never have risen to power, likely, if the United States had never gotten involved in World War I, which was, of course, Woodrow Wilson's promise in the first place, which got him elected, which he then reneged on and went back on that and went ahead and got the country into the war anyway. So it's the U.S. interventionism that actually created that monster.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, but you didn't hear what I'm saying, even though you're saying, to a point you're halfway right. To a point, notice what I'm saying. You're halfway right. You're not completely right. But like again, I go back to the say America, and I'm a black American, and I'm a witness to that. This country has never said that it was perfect, nor has it.
There are some people that say that this country is perfect and can do no wrong.
Right. I agree with that to 100%. There's some people that can say that. But then I do know that as an American, I have much more freedom in this country than I would have in any other country.
No, actually, that's not true. Here's what I'd recommend. We actually talked about this last night on the show, Wilbur. America is not the freest country in the world. There are actually multiple studies that are done on a yearly basis. The Heritage Foundation, the Fraser Institute, the Cato Institute, these are three of the organizations that do these studies on not just the economic freedom of the world, but now they're also studying personal freedoms, they're studying overall freedoms. And America is not even in the top 10 anymore. It was at one time, but it has fallen down the list and continues to do so. And I'm going to guarantee you that in the next 4 years, it's not going to get more free. So check them out when you get the chance. Look for Freedom of the World or...
FreeTheWorld.com.
That's one of them.
Is the Fraser Institute.
Yep.
And I've actually got the PDFs that I thought was going
it's
to
like
open.
It's like a 300-page PDF.
It is, but you can scan through real quick and see that Hong Kong and New Zealand are, you know, two of the...
Right.
Like top three countries.
And you can search for a freedom index. That's usually where we'll find a couple of them for you. And, of course, we talk about them when they come out here on the show. Let's go to Tony. Thanks, by the way, Wilbur. Appreciate it. Let's go to Tony in Martinsville, Indiana. Oh, and he just dropped off the line. So we have Ted instead in Iowa listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Ted.
Yeah, hiya.
Welcome. You're on the air.
So what I wanted to say is, you know, my uncle is from Libya. It's a very distant relation. And he, when I told him earlier about, you know, what happened with Trump and the executive order, you know, he moaned at least this loud.
Okay. That was it, huh? That was pretty funny. No, it wasn't. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can, of course, bring up anything that you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I heard about these luxury underground apartments. It's north of Kansas, and it costs like $3 million. And it's the Silicon Valley millionaires, the CEOs, they're preparing for civil war here. And
yep, I actually had an article about this. The underground bunker builders are doing brisk business from lefties now who want to prepare for the Trumpocalypse. So
what?
It's in my show prep. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about it tomorrow. Sarah, thanks for bringing it up here tonight. Yeah, you thought the underground bunker builders would have been not doing so well under the Trump administration? Turns out they're doing brisk business now that Trump's been elected. And I'm sure they're stockpiling on all kinds of, you know, foodstuffs. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.